I hope you all had a very wonderful Thanksgiving day last Thursday, getting together with family and opportunity to spend some time together. I know for myself, I went and picked up my mom and dad and drove them out to Menifee, that's out above Temecula, for the day. But you know, the 91 freeway is just a parking lot on Thanksgiving Day, so we had to go way up by the 60 freeway and down an extra 30 miles to get there. When we got there, I was somehow cut myself and I was bleeding all over and I got blood all over my pants. So I put on a pair of shorts that I had, and by dinner time, my nephew was sitting next to me and he lost his control of his knife and shoved his hand into the cranberries and had cranberries all over me. And those were the only pants I brought. So I just had to spend the rest of the time with cranberries all over. And my niece came out from Texas. They just moved there during the summer. But while they're here for a number of days, they spent it all with his family down in San Diego, and they just spent that Thanksgiving Day with us. But something was better than nothing, huh? And we did have a chance to get together as a family. But this today, as we begin our Advent season, Jesus tells us to be watchful, to be alert, to pay attention to what's happening, and to expect that something wonderful is happening in our life, that God's grace is coming to us, that the Lord is coming into our presence. And what we know is we have to be paying attention. We can't just be looking at everything else and intrigued by everything else in the world, but we have to live with an expectant heart for what Christ is going to do for us in our life. The problem is that most often we don't look for what is good, but we look for what's bad. We look for the problems that are happening with everything, which is what I just did for you at the beginning. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I told you everything that went wrong. And we define our life by what goes wrong, not by what's going right. And when we start living that way, when we start picking apart everything that happens that's wrong, and all we're looking at in our world and in our life, the things that don't go right, our hearts are not looking for what is going right. Our hearts are not looking for the way that the Lord is blessing us. Our hearts are not expecting anything good to be happening. We've got our mind set on what's going to be wrong, what's not perfect, what is something somehow lacking in whatever we do and whoever we meet and whatever is happening in our life. And we don't look at and don't expect the good things that Christ is bringing into our lives. And for the rest of it, Jesus reminds us that we have to be alert because we do get also distracted by all the events of taking care of our family and our work and all the things of home. And we get so focused on what's happening in our life and the daily routine that we also forget to pay attention. It's almost like I often do walk along the beach from here and out towards Torrance Beach and back. But some days I realize that I'm just walking and I hardly ever even look at the ocean. And I don't appreciate what is there. And I don't spend a time experiencing and appreciating the gift of the beauty that we have here. And I all of a sudden I notice it and I say, no, I need to pay attention to this. But we take things for granted and we stop looking. We stop appreciating. We stop experiencing the beauty of life that we have around us. And as we begin our Advent season tonight, the scriptures remind us that we have to have that expectancy in our hearts, that we have to be expecting that Christ is doing something for us, that Christ is going to be speaking to us, that Christ is going to be bringing people into our lives that are going to bless us, that Christ is going to be touching our hearts and moving within us in powerful ways during this coming year. And the scriptures remind us that we have to change our hearts and not simply look at the bad, but expect the good that is happening. To be able to look around and see who is sharing goodness and kindness with us, who is lifting us up, who is helping us, who's sharing our life with us, and where the opportunities that we have to share God's love are happening. That's the power of what we are beginning in this Advent season, that we are, first of all, opening our hearts and our minds and our lives to the very powerful presence of Christ, realizing that for the rest of the world that goes on blindly just living their life, but we are people that look for God's presence. We look for God's blessings. We look for the way that God is going to be enriching us in speaking to our hearts, in helping us to find healing grace for the relationships that are broken, helping us to have more patience with other people, and not to spend all this time looking at the negative, but appreciating the goodness in each and every person that we meet, in each and every situation, finding the blessing that is there, and not simply the things that are going wrong. And during the course of this Advent season, we'll continue to be called to open our hearts, to expect that at Christmas, Christ will be coming into our life in a new way, that we will be expecting that during this next year, that Christ will be speaking to us and moving us and guiding us and helping us to understand this journey of our life. But on this first Sunday of Advent, we remind ourselves that we are a people that need to watch, that need to be alert to all that is happening, trusting and knowing that God is with us, that God is reaching out and continually calling us to a new life, a more powerful experience of his presence. And we just invite you to continue as we enter into these weeks to remind yourself that it's not, that our life is not fulfilled by finding everything wrong, that by finding the weakness and the pettiness and the disorganization of the world around us. But our lives are enriched when we find God's presence, when we find what is good, when we find the blessings that are there, when we allow the Lord to call us together, to look beyond the deficiencies, and to find the powerful presence of Christ working in our midst and continuing to heal us and to guide us even in our own weakness. And we just ask the Lord to continue to be with us now as we enter into this Advent season.